Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Partai Buruh Federal di bawah pemimpin oposisi Anthony Albanese memperbarui platform kebijakannya menjelang pemilihan federal berikutnya yang diharapkan akan terjadi tahun depan. Mr. Albanese telah mengumumkan kebijakan hubungan industrial Partai Buruh dengan fokus pada peningkatan gaji dan kondisi kerja bagi pekerja Australia dalam pekerjaan yang tidak aman. Ia menginginkan perlindungan yang lebih banyak bagi pekerja lepas dan kontrak.
The cost that's there now is people being forced to work under conditions that are third world. A drive down whereby people don't have a floor on what they're paid. Where workers, for example, bidding for NDIS contracts, someone says, I'll do that job for $100. Someone else bids, I'll do it for $90. Someone else says, I'll do it for $80. Sound familiar? Work choices. That's what work choices was. People bidding, individuals against each other for work without a floor.
Inilah yang diusulkan oleh Partai Buruh.
Basic conditions that Australians know and understand they deserve. Decent things like leave and other things that Australian workers take for granted. The nature of our work has changed and all Australians benefit from being able to get in a car through Uber, get food delivered through the many food delivery services, get a job done at home through Airtasker. That shouldn't come at the cost of having people work under conditions which simply aren't livable.
Partai Buruh berjanji untuk meningkatkan hak dan perlindungan bagi orang-orang dalam pekerjaan yang tidak aman, terutama mereka yang dikenal dengan gig ekonomi. Alex Ruburuh adalah seorang pengendara pengiriman.
When we don't have minimum standards of pay in place, then that means that we need to take risks when we're on the road. Fair pay is actually safe pay. No sick leave, no superannuation, no proper compensation in the instance of injury or death, the kind of treatment that we're currently receiving is the kind of treatment that, you know, one might receive in a third world country.
Tren layanan berbasis tugas seperti Uber, Deliveroo, dan Airtasker telah meledak dalam dekade terakhir. Industri jutaan dolar itu sering dituduh telah membayar rendah pekerja, yang mana kebanyakan adalah pekerja migran. Kekhawatiran juga meningkat setelah 5 pengemudi kehilangan nyawa akhir tahun lalu.
That sort of pressure that is on these workers has literally led to the loss of lives last year. We're a better country than that. We're a fairer country than that. And I make no apologies for making sure that we deliver a change that reflects the modern economy.
Kekhawatiran juga meningkat setelah 5 pengemudi kehilangan nyawa akhir tahun lalu.
That sort of pressure that is on these workers has literally led to the loss of lives last year. We're a better country than that. We're a fairer country than that. And I make no apologies for making sure that we deliver a change that reflects the modern economy.
Sekretaris Dewan Serikat Buruh Australia atau ACTU, Sally McManus mengatakan, perlakuan terhadap pekerja saat ini sangat mengecewakan.
So many jobs in our economy will be uberized if we don't take action to make sure people have rights. And what we've seen is all the extreme examples of workers being really badly exploited. So these big tech companies, they are taking a big cut out of every single job that these workers get. And these workers are left with no protections, no basic rights. They've got less rights in Australia than workers did 100 years ago. And that's just not on.
Di antara perubahan hubungan industrial yang direncanakan Partai Buruh adalah proposal agar keamanan kerja dimasukkan ke dalam Undang-Undang Pekerjaan yang Adil, menempatkan masalah ini di garis depan Komisi Pekerjaan Adil atau Fair Work Commission. Tetapi pemerintah mengatakan bahwa gagasan itu akan menjadi bencana bagi bisnis, menyebutnya sepenuhnya tidak masuk akal dalam apa yang akan menjadi medan pertempuran politik utama. Jaksa Agung Christian Porter mengatakan, ia meminta departemennya memperkirakan biaya untuk perpanjangan cuti sakit, cuti tahunan, dan cuti panjang bagi 3,5 juta pekerja lepas. Ia menyimpulkan bahwa kebijakan hubungan industrial Partai Buruh akan mencapai pajak sebesar 20 miliar dolar bagi pemilik bisnis.
It's one of the most unlimited, unqualified, quite outlandish promises that has ever been made in the history of industrial relations in Australia. This is the most colossal, radical change. You've got Australian business who have just struggled their way through a health pandemic, that are now fighting their way out of a COVID-19 caused recession. That would be an extinction level event for tens of thousands of Australian businesses.
Namun juru bicara hubungan industrial Partai Buruh, Tony Burke, mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa Mr. Porter tidak memahami proposal tersebut.
It's not our policy. I'm not going to get into where would the cost burden apply on something I'm not proposing. That's bizarre.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.